FBI warning, winners don't use drugs or pirate film.
Or post live watches on YouTube.
Rated R for violence and horror. The horror.
Oh!
Oh, I mean, shit, yeah.
We need some headphones.
We gotta get our cans on.
Gotta hear this Universal logo.
Oh, yeah.
It's two. We're two for two on Universal.
Yeah.
The Conan live watch was also Universal.
Universal, big believer in fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
So nice, they got to play it twice.
Oh, but this isn't the same old Universal logo we saw. The Conan one was older.
Mm. Yeah, it would be. This is 1990, so it's 8 years after Conan.
I always thought it was ironic that Universal's logo is just a globe.
Ha, right.
Dino De Laurentiis, this motherfucker is everywhere.
Yeah.
That's not very effective stocks.
You know what? I think I've never seen the non-director director's edition of this.
Hmm.
Maybe not. Because I was like, I thought this started in S-Mart.
Yeah, it does, basically.
Hey-o. It's her. Fonda? No. What's her name? God damn it.
John DeFonda. Oh, come on. We've all seen Evil Dead 1 and 2. Don't gotta explain this.
The first time I saw this movie, I had not.
Yeah. I probably saw this one first as well. Those other two were pretty obscure. I'm going to have to
Bridget
edit out
Fonda.
That's demon's ass.
Bridget Fonda.
Ah.
What's her name? This is Sam Raimi 101.
Hell yeah, it is.
These shots you will see in every one of his modern films. So recognizable. Big time. Could really get away with some cheesy shit back then.
Sure could. I bet that's a ton of fun. Getting to just drop a car.
My favorite gags from Broforce, the video game, is anytime you start a stage with Bro Campbell, that car just collapses at the beginning of the stage.
Nice. Ah, dirty lens. Come on, Sam.
I was going to say, this is a really good transfer, though.
So good, you can see the flaws.
Last time I watched this was on my personal copy of the... What was it? they marketed it as like a bootlegger copy of it. Like the actual case, it looked like it was in a brown paper bag, and it had like Bruce Campbell's like just handwritten kind of like.
Huh.
But it didn't look nearly this good.
Oh, that guy. They made like 50 different DVD versions of these movies.
That's true. That's what I'm saying.
But there's the one that's the Necronomicon, which is really cool.
That's the Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
How effective do you think a chainsaw is versus someone in armor?
Probably pretty fucking effective.
Think so?
The steel teeth of that is probably at least as high as the steel grade for medieval armor, so I imagine it would rip through it pretty well. Now, what's funny is that their chainsaw wouldn't cut shit.
Right, it's
I just
all
now
filed
notice
off.
Every one of the teeth are filed smooth. So, yeah. Good stunt saw, though.
I feel like the hard part would be finding purchase on it, like, because you hit it on, you know, a curve or something, and it's probably not going to give you the cut you want. You got to get an edge. There are plenty of edges, though.
Why do you think Bruce Campbell wasn't a bigger star?
It's got to be role choice, right? Because, I mean, he's good looking. He's a pretty good actor. Like, he has a thing that he does really well.
He's funny, he's charming, he's yeah. You're like, he's got leading man good looks.
Uh-huh.
He's got very good sharp comic timing. Kind of a sly sense of, it's not all this broad, he can be like kind of sly.
Yeah.
I don't know why he couldn't be like have like a Chris Pratt career.
Uh-huh. Where were they taking that catapult?
They're decommissioning it in favor of trebuchets. The superior siege weapon.
It's fair. This is a bad Ren Faire right here.
Yeah,
or maybe a good Ren Faire. I don't know. I'd stand by and watch this if it happened at a Ren Faire.
You know what?
Knowing that none of it was real.
You know, that'd be a really fun cosplaying opportunity. They get everyone dressed up as like King Henry's men's, and then get a Bruce Campbell and then drag him through this Ren Faire.
Yeah, tear his hair out, spit in his face. That's a look of disappointment from that guy.
Yeah. Blacksmith isn't too keen about what's going on here.
I just think he was like kids nowadays. Look what they're wearing.
The rich pelt of hair underneath Bruce Campbell's armpit.
That's why he never became the big leading man. Sure did.
Evil of these bangs that I've been afflicted with. Pretty strong statement when you meet the vile corruption.
He's wearing armor from the knees down. Maybe his armor is under that whatever he's wearing, that surcoat. I don't know. Who gave you an entire loaf of bread, lady? It's a luxury.
This is fucking amazing. How does this happen?
It's because it's a Sam Raimi film. That's how it happens. One of my favorite parts of Evil Dead 2 is when the walls just start spewing blood.
You know, I've seen some sorry shit before. I can't believe I just saw a man blink as he shot a crossbow.
There's no sound associated, is there? Like the snapping of the string, I suppose?
Took the guy by surprise.
Okay, here's the boomstick speech. This crossbow is my boomstick. It's the medieval equivalent.
In actuality, I don't think if you went back in time 400 years, you could understand any English person. I mean, have you seen the Chaucer Tales?
No, but I can imagine.
So that old English was not like new English at all. Find yourself a femur bone.
Yeah, I was going to say he's got to fight a Rancor and a Dianoga at the same time. I just love the style of these movies. The camera work, the action.
She's just WWE in him. I mean, oh, yeah. With the windmill action, yeah.
That's an amazing shot right there.
Yeah, it sets Sam Raimi apart from other guys that deliver shock, because he does have a certain style, and he sweats the details. He'll have, like, little weird, quirky insert shots, and...
Yeah.
Like, he does that little weird tight zoom on the guy, like, pointing to throw him in the pit. Why is Merlin here deciding to throw his lot in with the...
I don't remember. Now, why would that guy cheer that?
Also, what is working the throttle of this thing? I guess it's stunt, maybe?
Maybe. Some heavy mods on that chainsaw.
It just revs when dramatically appropriate. Now that's a monster.
Love it.
Pretty broad.
Oh, it's going to get broader. I believe there's a skeleton that gets a hand in his mouth at one point, oh. Which is pretty fucking funny.
All the mini Bruce shit goes down is pretty indefensible. I don't know. I'm looking forward to my son watching this, though.
Yeah.
Did he get his shotgun back? I forget. Because he uses it in this scene, right?
I can't remember. It's been a while since I've seen this. Don't fall for it.
What the hell would he even...
Rev up that chainsaw, man.
That's a significant look to just pass.
Yeah, I'm like, that's...
I think I made that into a moment.
Almost too much of a moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never seen an uncomfortable silence in a movie before, like between an audience and a movie, but...
Right. Their horse armor consists of something going down the nose of the horse.
Oh, he just has the gun here. That's what it is.
Does he? I thought it was missing from the
holster. Because he blows his sword out of this guy's hand. Yeah, he did, but like, I just realized I'm not going to find out how he got his shotgun back. He just has it now.
Okay. Guess so. Love it. Shop S-Mart. So good. So fucking good. I love that speech.
Yep. I mean, this is such a great, like a speech he's given. This is his introduction to these people. I killed these monsters, and I will kill you.
Yeah.
He also fired that gun 3 times without reloading. It's a double-barrel shotgun.
You know.
Yeah, that'll happen many times in this movie. Just don't worry about it.
Yep. Good luck. Oh, stems and all?
Oh, yeah.
Vines and all?
She's going to eat the bone and all.
Ah.
I can't be comfortable to sit like that on that chair, man. It's flaunting the sitting conventions.
I thought the hair was bad under the helmet.
Oh, no shit, dude. His face. Oh, Christ. Don't do it, man.
It's a trap. This is what the demons do. Come on.
Ooh. Walnut stalk to the face. Oh, God.
Your armor's not going to help you. Just picking up the conversation.
He slides into the exposition.
Yep.
Quest book? Now this is a fucking montage. Pull that focus every fucking time. Bam. Yep. Smash. Zoom. It's a black hole in the middle of the frame and the camera can't help but be drawn to it. Yes, yeah, say she probably was.
I feel like this movie's too self-aware to do a live watch on. because it makes its own jokes.
Yeah, pretty much.
At its own expense sometimes.
I'm not sure whether they just filmed this on shitty stock or like Sam Raimi shot it wide and decided he wanted to get close.
I think it could be the low light.
Yeah, that's true.
That castle is fake as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
So is that horse. It's an animatronic horse. Bruce Campbell, deathly allergic to horse hair.
Little known fact. That's why Sam Raimi will be shoveling pitchforks of it, of horse hair on him later in the movie. This is a joke. Just up for grabs, huh?
How do you guys let so many of these holy places become unholy?
Yeah.
Like, do your fucking jobs.
Goddamn priests, man.
Too busy. All this stuff starts off holy.
Too busy diddling kids. Not enough time keeping things holy.
I guess so.
It's a spaghetti. This is like a spaghetti medieval fantasy film. I guess this is probably shot in California, though, right?
Probably, yeah.
It kind of looks California-ish.
Yeah, I saw that one cow skull that they
found
at a thrift
imported.
Store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where'd you get a cow skull in America? they only grown in the Southwest desert, right?
Of course, of course.
This is very Arwen flees from the ring race from Lord of the Rings. Oh man.
Head first into the
conveniently
muck.
Place pile of whatever.
I was going to say, I can't think of something much more dangerous than sprinting a horse through woods.
It does seem insanely dangerous, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're relying on the natural dexterity and grace of a horse not to kill you.
I'm okay with that. I just wish it could, like, tell, oh, there's something on my back I need to protect. Because a horse can duck.
Right. The horse doesn't understand that you have clearance problems.
Yeah. It's so good. Like, yeah, it's silly, but...
He's nowhere... They dropped him off a damn sight away from the graveyard, BT-dubs.
Mm-hmm. It's unholy. They don't want to go near it. Dumbass.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Uh-oh. Big mistake.
Little mistake.
A lot of them.
That's a pretty nifty effect right there.
Yeah.
What the fuck kind of movie is this, man?
It's a Sam Raimi movie. That's I've never seen anybody make something quite like this.
This is literally in the same universe as the first one, which is low budget, but legitimately frightening.
Oh.
Such a weird trilogy of films. Oh, my God. He's going to shovel his face off of this.
Oh, it's... Oh, my God. That's terrible. No worse for wear.
No. He's very Looney Tunes.
Yep. Oh, fuck. Those were clearly not Bruce Campbell.
What? Why wouldn't they be, though? They're all composited. Are you sure?
Yeah, one of them was not. The one who didn't get back up.
That's some fucking cheap shit.
Yeah.
To not take the time to just do him twice. Some Gulliver.
Yeah.
Gulliver's Travel shit right here. These guys don't particularly feel evil, either.
Yeah, they're like chaotic neutral. Yeah.
Oh, God.
This is not going to go how you want it to. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
No, I don't want to. This is so weird.
Ah, that's not what you want to see when you take off any piece of clothes.
Does he run off with his metal hand? I can't remember.
No, I don't think so. Maybe they both have one. No, the other guy's the bad ash. Wait, the good ashes?
He's got his...
Yeah, the bad ash has got his real hand.
Yeah.
Damn.
Boomstick.
The fuck kind of windmill is this, man?
It's the kind of windmill he needs right now. This didn't work for you in the first movie. Why are you trying it again, man? Try fire. I don't want to know how fire works on these things.
Yeah, or dragon glass, obsidian.
Right.
The commentary, Bruce Campbell says that Sam Raimi personally threw those shovelfuls of dirt right in his face.
Nice.
From behind the camera.
Sounds like a fun day of filming. At least for
Sam
most
Raimi,
of them.
Yeah.
He made it. He made it to the graveyard. Finally.
Yeah, it was a full day's ride away from they dropped him off, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, holy or unholy, why wouldn't you guard this place? The Necronomicon's just laying on that table, yeah? It's going to get rained on. It's going to get sunned on. Traveling brigands could steal it and then trigger an apocalypse of the dead.
Yeah.
This is very Indiana Jones score.
Yeah, it's actually kind of a pretty good score. It reminds me of like a Tim Burton film or something.
Yeah, there's a little Danny Elfman in there too, for sure.
One of those is going to bite your hand.
Yeah, take them all. Take them all, man.
Yeah. Second portal he's been sucked into in a day.
Again, it's fucking broad. It's Mitt Romney.
Yeah, try it again.
Yeah, how do you know?
Yeah.
Also, that's exactly what an evil book would do if you try to stake it.
You think they're going to put the real one on the highest pedestal? Mm. Come on.
Well, but what if that's what they want you to think? There's some metagaming here. That's right. Yeah, highest book, my ass.
Yeah. This is why you should use your metal hand to pick up the evil books.
Good point. Good point. Fuck, man.
How dramatically do you need to say them? Do the gods need to hear you? so stupid.
It really is.
I love it, though. I love it.
Especially when he's like, okay, that's it. Yeah, I said all the words. What is that weird clasp he's got across his chest?
The cloak?
Mm-mm. There's looks like a little notch thing. It looks like it's designed to hold something. Do you see? It looks like an end of a crowbar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Huh.
Man, the tombstones are going ballistic. You better get out of there, dude. Get back to this fake-ass castle.
All because you're impatient. Could have avoided this whole mess.
He didn't say the words, that son of a bitch. This movie can't take itself seriously for more than a minute.
Yep.
These are literally Three Stooges with skeleton hands.
Jesus. Good Lord. These skeletons.
Yeah, man.
Naughty Vicious. Skeletons.
Vicious. It's a riddle of the bone.
I think he understands it.
I want to go back, like in the deal. Wow, he got super ugly in the grave for like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Oof. I wonder what the themes of this movie are. He's fighting himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he's leading his own army of the undead.
What do you call him?
Spinach chin?
That's what I thought so too. God, I think he cut his own hair.
I mean, this is very keeping with the hairstyles that I'm familiar with.
You know, I think the Super Serious Film Fest is actually going to be Bad Bangs.
Yeah.
Dulce Doom, this fucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need a theme. And that's it.
Bad Bangs. He's such a shit. It's coming to abduct Counselor Troy.
Am I going to have to edit that scene out with the demon tits?
Wait, what demon tits? I don't know. Is a demon human?
It's humanoid-ish.
Would you edit out a chimpanzee's tits?
Probably not.
There you go.
It's amazing how unchanging the character of Ash is. Like, I look at all the times he's been through the hero's journey.
Mm-hmm. All right. He actually gets kind of dumber.
Yeah. Yeah. He starts out as kind of a normal guy and turns into this, and then eventually Ash versus the Evil Dead. Handsomely. All right. Not quite as intimidating as, like, White Walkers, but,
mm-mm.
You know.
It's there, yeah. DNA's there.
Yeah. Did they call her a witch?
I think she said winch.
Oh, okay. Well, I gotta edit that out. I don't remember that.
What plans does this skeleton have with her?
He's gonna bone her.
I guess.
Sorry, I apologize for that pun. That was awful.
You gotta apologize for nothing when you're watching this film. Wait, how would he ride somewhere 2 days away within a night to warn them that something's 2 days away?
Yeah. That's a good question.
I just blown this movie wide open.
You have to develop that thesis for the review.
They're not even straight. It's goddamn bangs.
Fire off that boomstick again. Ugh. Yeah, if you think the elites have bad hair, that guy. Does he have a warhammer? Is that what his weapon's going to be?
That's not steel. That's a weird Campbell's soup can on a stick. Lit. Lit with fire. Wreathed with flame.
Looks like they're my peasants now.
That's, all right.
Yeah, that's just a bad line.
Chewing everything, all scenery.
Mm-hmm.
No scenery is safe.
Okay, ready for another montage of
Coat Classic
brucing up a car. Basically got an episode of A-Team here.
No.
Or MacGyver. Really any show from the 80s.
I was about to ask how many shotgun shells he has, but I guess he could probably make more.
Yeah.
I like how he's training these guys in medieval combat. Like, is there not... Yeah.
With moves that are taken from, like, his third week of
karate. I
think
it's Daffy Duck. It's duck, dive, dodge, parry, or whatever it is.
Same. Yeah.
This is more protection than it had in a graveyard.
It's not that many. You got a castle. Come on. All right.
Man,
I'm gonna say I don't think these guys are prepared for siege warfare.
They don't have to eat. That's nice.
Yeah, that's fair. They could just starve them out.
I wonder who did all the miniature and the puppet work on this. Some good stuff happening here.
Yeah, I miss movies that look like this, honestly. They just, if you can't do it in CG, they don't do it anymore.
I feel like it'd be cool to see like a modern version of this. Like, still no CGI, but like, yeah, you know, with as good as modern techniques as you can do.
I wonder if we've lost some of those skills in Hollywood. Like, if it'd be actually be worse because nobody has done it for 10 years.
You don't have model makers, and probably not.
That looks pretty bad.
Yeah.
They just stapled a...
They stapled a foam rubber skeleton in there, yeah.
A spirit Halloween skeleton to a horse.
Can't all be winners when you got $1 million budget. What do you think the budget on this film was? I'm going to say $1 million.
That's it? I think it was more like, I'm going to say, 8 million.
I'm just saying his first movie is made for like 30,000 or some shit.
Oh, yeah. It was, those Evil Dead ones were made for nothing.
$11 million.
Shit.
Raked in a princely $25 million.
That's a pretty good return. Boom.
Some shitty bow work, man.
Yeah. Love it. This is the battle that the Battle of Winterfell has to be.
Yeah,
I think.
Right. This is the this was the previous record holder for largest battle sequence in cinematic history.
Right. Just full of flaming shit. Hit him with sheep dung.
Even the skeletons are putting in pretty broad performances. Only Sam Raimi would think about Fireball Cam.
Hell yeah.
You know, he's got winged demons. It seems like winged demons would settle this hash pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Here's your Jason and the Argonauts scene.
You can use them as, like, bombers. Like, have them drop skeletons in there.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm going to say, bad ash is probably not a military strategy expert.
No.
In as much as good ash is, I suppose bad ash would also be. Nice. Oh, well, you should have done that a long time ago.
It's like they barricaded a gate. I'm like, wouldn't that be like job one?
Yeah.
Oh, skeleton's got some pushing power.
Mm-hmm. These are just dudes wearing skeleton t-shirts.
Yeah.
This is hilarious. Oh, Jesus.
Hey, worked.
Yep, took out one line.
Oh, shit.
I don't know about you. I've never seen anything like this in the 21st century.
Nope. Someone built this glorious thing as a practical effect, though.
Yeah.
We just saw it destroy a skeleton prop. Shayla.
Let me go ahead and say she looks better without her makeup. Oh, boy. Don't do it, man.
I don't... Okay. That seemed hasty. Like, I'm not saying run her over, but...
Pump the brakes.
Yeah, man. Or just steer to the side. It's not going to make you bail and drive into a fiery conflagration. Conflagration? Oh.
In the pit?
People just throwing rubber skeletons at him. It's hilarious.
How many skeletons do you think they went through in this movie?
Hundreds.
A thousand?
Yeah.
I mean, the skeleton budget alone was probably
half the
budget.
Cast a shit ton of resin skeletons for $11 million.
It's true.
Hey, it's King Henry's men.
About time.
It's like an Eomer showed up in the Two Towers.
Yep. It's like Littlefinger showing up. The Battle of the Bastards.
That's right. You're right. Much more appropriate reference.
Oh, man. Put the ladder back up.
Is that Bruce Campbell underneath all that makeup?
I think so, yeah. If I had to guess.
Needs more chainsaw.
Yeah.
I wonder if Cecily's seen this. I gotta ask. I mean, this movie's quotable as fuck, if nothing else.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there isn't a lot like Sam Raimi's stuff.
What's that?
There aren't a lot of movies like Sam Raimi's stuff.
No, really not. Whoa.
Yikes.
This is stage fighting.
Yep.
Jesus Christ, how you stop this guy?
I don't know. Got to read something out of that book.
Probably. Tiki torch. All right, that'll probably do it.
Maybe.
Oh my God, I don't even fucking remember this part. Oh, Jesus. See, this movie's not too proud to pun.
No.
We shouldn't be either.
Jesus. This is like weird half stop motion,
yeah,
half mannequin.
The frame rate's fucked or something, yeah. Oh, fuck. You walk away from a fourth story drop into a castle courtyard.
Yeah.
They don't have no 30-foot high snowdrifts.
I was going to say, unless you're Ezio, I doubt you. Grab that book and catapult him. Fuck yeah. Blew his top. That'll do it.
I wonder if anyone just stumbled into this movie without being familiar with the previous work and just like, what would they make of it?
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, the poster of this movie is kind of lets you know what you're getting into.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this isn't a happy ending. What's she gonna do with those memories of fucking a corpse?
I don't know. It's not gonna be good.
No.
Man, they really just have shit all over the lens. I guess they didn't see it when this was in SD.
No. This movie is originally a 35 millimeter print. That's more than good enough resolution to see that.
Well, I mean, they didn't care when it was an SD.
But seriously, like, where did they just pull that camera from shooting an explosion and put it, like...
I guess so.
Whoever rented them this camera is going to be pissed when they return them. It's not film grain. It's going to Rochambeau. Oh, man. Picked up Sir Henry like he was nothing.
Those medieval guys, man. You haul that armor around all day.
It's true. Oh my God, someone set those dudes in the foreground on fire.
However, our book says a lot of shit.
Also, someone digs you out of this cave and kills you while you're... You're fucked. Why is he so hell-bent to get back his own time? I mean, his girlfriend's dead. All of his friends are dead. He works at a shitty job.
Mm-hmm.
You could be, like, whatever you wanted to be in this kingdom. Second banana, just war hero. You got the girl.
Yeah, get some more of those grapes out there.
Yeah.
Sounds excellent.
Stem and all.
Yeah, now you're back in hell. Congratulations.
Huh. Sam Raimi's brother. Or is that Sam Raimi?
I don't think it's Sam Raimi.
I think it's his brother then.
Hmm. Brought the dead back with you.
I don't think I've ever seen this ending, this particular version.
Huh. I thought this was just the ending.
I thought the one I saw is they brick him up in a cave while he sleeps in his car, and then he wakes up and it's like he slept through and he got way into the future or something.
Huh.
Goddamn rifleman. Did you finish up the Evil Dead TV series?
No.
Do you continue watching it past, like, the first few episodes?
Yeah, I've seen up to, like, mid-season 2.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I think, did they finish it up after season 3?
I think it's over, yeah.
Hail to the king, baby. And, of course, he later plays the actual king, Elvis Presley.
He does.
Have you seen Bubba Hotep?
Was that Ivan Raimi? Yeah, I have seen Bubba Hotep. It's not as good.
It's, I don't know. I think it's equally good in a completely different way.
Okay. Maybe it's that different way is just something I'm less interested in.
So that's a movie. That's a fucking movie, man.
That is a movie.
We'll see if Miguel Sapochnik can outdo the battle. The thrilling battle sequences that we were treated to. He's got that was a lot of skeleton dead army action, man.
It's a long scene. It's a long battle. I'll be sitting with the stopwatch.
Yeah.
Making sure that he's actually exceeding that.
At least a solid 30. Holy shit, it is.
Okay. Danny that Elfman. Makes a lot of okay. damn sense.
All right. Good ear, Jim. Good ear. That's all.
Nicotero, hell yeah.
No, wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Maybe I should have been paying more attention to the credits.
Well, there's always next time.
There's always next time. Yeah, we're not doing the credits. Thanks for joining us on this installment of the Super Serious Film Fest. It will be rolling on as our coverage of Game of Thrones this season continues. Until the next time, you know the deal. See you guys later.